I think Kerry was, this happened in 2007 in the United Kingdom. Kerry had drank, she's a 26, 27 year old female who had a history of mental health issues with a history of suicide and self-harming behaviours. She had drank antifreeze in the past, and she, on this particular occasion, she had written a letter stating that she, at the time of writing, and I'm not using her words, I'm paraphrasing, but along the lines of the time she had capacity, and she was declining any help, any therapeutic support, but she was happy to receive palliative care because she didn't want to experience unnecessary pain and suffering as she approached the end of her life. She called an ambulance. There was no, I don't believe there was any issue with the transport from the patients, where they located the patient through to the emergency department. But then of course, the letter was read by the treating doctors, and the other services within the hospital became involved, and they had to then make a decision about whether they respected the contents of the letter and allowed Kerry to die as a result of drinking the antifreeze, or whether they sectioned her under the Mental Health Act, and obviously looked from a UK perspective. Again, I believe it's unlikely this, if the same incident was to happen in Queensland, that there would be the same outcome. But I wonder what your thoughts are in relation to that.
Yeah, so I mean, I suppose the first thing to say about her case was that they ended up deciding that she had capacity at the time that she went to hospital. So they didn't have to act on her advance wishes, because they said that her decision at the time that she went to refuse treatment was a decision made with capacity. So they were respecting that decision. It's really tricky to determine the capacity of somebody who is actively suicidal, because there are some people who say that being suicidal means that you don't have capacity, but that's not what the law says.